Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Fly Girl Show. I am your host, Casey Grant, and I would like to thank you for joining me this morning for another exciting and interesting show. Today, my guest is Bernadette Stanis, otherwise known as Thelma from Good Times, which was a popular show about a black family living in the projects here in Chicago in Cabrini Green. And it aired from 1974 to 1979. And actually, there were 133 episodes of that show. I believe that we have Bernadette on this right now. Are you there, Bernadette?
Yes, I am. I am here.
Hello, my dear. Good morning. Good morning. How are you doing?
I am doing so well. And I am honored to be speaking with you this morning. I really am.
Why, thank you so much. I've been so excited. I mean, it was such a good connection when I met you at the Black Expo a couple of weeks ago. And happy to say that you have my book, Stars in the Sky.
Yes. And you know what? I've been scanning through it. I haven't been able to read it like I want to, but it's one of my treasures because you being the first, you know, airline student, and I just can't wait to read and learn so many new things about what happened back then and all of that.
Well, I tell you, now I was among the first. The first one was Patricia Murphy. And as a matter of fact, I believe Patricia is going to try to call in today to say hello to you. She was she was actually the very first. Her father is one of my devoted listeners. And so Dad is on today listening to you. So say hello to Dad for me. It's Mr. Murphy.
Hi, Dad Murphy. How are you?
He'll appreciate it. I think he's 90.
Oh, isn't that awesome?
I know. It's wonderful.
That is such an awesome age. I love it.
I know. And with that, we're going to get to your mother's, foundation that you have for your mother. So I want to make sure that we get that in before we end the show today. But tell us about, I was just reading this and I thought this was so cute because I remember watching the show and everybody, I think, loved Thelma. And everybody, you were the sweetheart. And what I found here, what I thought was so cute, the statement I found, it says, in the 1970s, she was the personification of black beauty, as sophisticated and graceful as she was. She became TV's first black sex symbol.
Thank you so much.
And you were. I tell you, everybody loves Thelma. And I was watching some of the series yesterday where AJ just battering back and forth, you and AJ, and calling each other names. And so tell my audience, just give us a little update about where you are and how was the show. I know you've probably said this a million times, but just did you have a good time? You were a young kid doing that.
Oh, my God, I was so young. But, you know, I had a wonderful time. I didn't know a lot about life or anything, but I did know that this was an important show. I did know that being in the midst of an Esther Rolle and a John Amos and a Ralph Carter and being produced by a Norman Lear, this was important. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I learned a lot. I learned how to be quiet. I learned how to listen. I learned how to be obedient. Well, I was already obedient, but, I mean, I learned how it is to be in a professional world and know how to handle that. And I had parents that were not playing games. And I knew and I knew that being in a show like that, it could make a great impact to help my family also.
Well, and you know, to help the world, because that's definitely one of the first black shows that portrayed us in a positive image. Now, here you were living in Cabrini-Green, which, by the way, I don't know if you know how expensive it is to live in Cabrini-Green now. Do you know?
Oh, yes, I do.
Oh, I go by there and go, my, the history. But what a wonderful show to portray a positive family unit. I mean, James Amos was not playing. Daddy was not playing.
No, he was not playing with us. And see, what was so wonderful about that was that Esther was, it was really Esther Rowe's show. So she was told that they wanted to do a show with her three children and this project and this them. And she, and you know, Esther being the strong, beautiful woman that she was, she said, well, you know, I was raised with her daddy. And I know I was raised with her daddy. So she said, my show is going to have a father. And otherwise, I don't think I want to do this show.
The reason why she said that is she said,
we're going to show America what is real about black families, not just an idea or stereotype about what people think they should be or what they want them to be. Okay, because there were a lot of black men staying with their wives and raising their children as they are today. But back then, they didn't want to see that. They wanted to see a black woman struggling through the welfare line, you know, with the kids and all that. So Esther said, okay, well, y'all can have that show because that's not the show I'm doing. So anyway, she said, I had the right actor for this. And she had met John Amos, and she said, I would like John Amos to be my husband. And they auditioned him, and he was absolutely excellent. And that's how we had a daddy and a mommy in the show. You understand? So I give Esther Rowe that credit.
Well, thank heavens for that.
Oh, yeah. Thank heavens for that. And it was the first black family show, like a whole family, ever on television. And we had no idea that we were a groundbreaker like that. And I was the first black female teenager ever on television. I mean, can you imagine? It was a long time ago, yet it wasn't a long time ago, you know?
Well, the thing is, yes, it brings back smiles no matter what, because the people that I told that you were going to be on the show, they're like, oh, I love her. Where is she? What's she doing? And I said, you know, I had the pleasure of meeting her. I said, and she's just as precious in real life as we saw sweet Thelma on the show.
Oh,
but I
said,
I don't know how much time you have, Thelma, but Pat Murphy is on. So let her say hello to you. She's the first African-American flight attendant with Delta. So let me bring her in.
Thelma.
Hello.
Hi, Pat.
Hi, Thelma. Hi, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. It's a pleasure to meet to hear from you, even to hear your voice, Thelma. It was a surprise because Casey called me and to let me know what was going on, and I said, Thelma from Good Time. She said, yeah. I said, oh, my, what happened to you? I said, what happened to Thelma? She said, she's still here.
Oh,
it's a pleasure to get a chance to speak with you, Thelma. Really
Thank you.
Welcome.
And it's my honor also to speak with both of you ladies.
Thank you. Because
we all were groundbreakers. And it's amazing. Yeah, we were groundbreakers. And the things that we probably experienced in the different areas that we were in, and, you know, it probably can enhance so much for younger people that have not experienced what we've experienced, and they need to know the history of where it was and where it is today.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, Thelma, so let's go. Pat, I'm going to get back to the interview with her. Tell Dad that Thelma, I mean Bernadette and Casey, say hello. Is Dad listening?
I'm listening. Hey, Thelma. Hey, Thelma.
Dad.
I was
wondering
if I could look at you. 9th Fresh and Prairie Avenue.
Huh?
In Chicago.
Wow,
I wanted to first look at you. I couldn't hardly wait on Saturday night to see you guys. Thelma,
oh,
I was 9th Fresh and Prairie Avenue. And I had a service station at 75th and State Street.
Oh,
remember that?
Okay.
That's where I was. So I remember you very well.
Thank you so much. And, you know, God continue to bless you. You sound wonderful.
That's many years ago, though.
That's all right.
Not, you're around the 50s. At least 40 in the 50s out there. Down the 5th of State Street, I had a service station there.
Wow, is it still there?
Yeah. No, I don't know. I'm here in Atlanta now. I don't know. So good to hear from you. I enjoyed the
show.
You. God's cause
and thank
show.
You. Thank you, Mr. Murphy.
Okay.
I appreciate you talking to me.
Okay.
Bye, Dad. I'll talk to you in a little bit.
Already.
Okay, bye. Okay, hold on. Okay, well, now that was a nice, you made his day. How wonderful to talk to Dad and the first flight attendant. Pat started flying in 1966.
Wow, 1966,
yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And as you said, you know, it seems like a long time ago, but it really wasn't. And for us,
no.
For the book to be telling these stories, I mean, there's murder in the story. Two of the first flight attendants at different times were murdered. So you're going to get murder in there. You get hijacking in the book. So you've got, when you find the time, my dear, you're going to find that the book is really, really interesting. It gives you a lot and a great input. But let's get back to you. What have you been doing? Tell the world where you are, where they can find you, because they still love you to death.
And I love them to death, too. You know, I did a lot of theater. I did a lot of directing. I did a lot of things when I got off a good time. You know, it was a time to kind of grow up and learn what life is about, you know, without having good times. You know, well, I still had it, but, you know, it's like growing up. So, of course, I did get married, and I have two children, two beautiful daughters, and I have, in the last month and a half, my older daughter, who's married and she's grown, and she just had a little daughter. So they're and the baby's going to call me honey.
Oh, instead of grandma, you know,
yeah,
I love
she's
it.
Call me, she's gonna call me hi honey.
Oh, that is too cute.
Yeah, so I've been doing that. I've also been writing. And I have, right now I'm finishing up, as we speak, like today, I have to get all of my information to my publisher, my printer, in a couple of days. And that book is called The Last Night, A Caregiver's Journey Through Transition and Beyond. Now, in that book, I talk about my grandparents, my parents, me, growing up in Brownsville, how we got to good times, my father's life and death, and the results of that, maybe being an impact on my mother, who developed Alzheimer's. So my thing is I'm letting the world see my life, and you know, there are a lot of parts that I can't put in there because the book would be too big, but you know, and then that, and then they can understand it, because we are suffering so with this Alzheimer's disease, and I am the national spokesperson for that disease, and it was the most devastating thing that ever happened to me personally, you know, and my family. And I want to share so that other people can understand this disease, not be ashamed of it. It's not something where our parents get older and they get senile and we throw them in the corner in the back and they can't come out for Christmas and they can't come out because, you know, people are ashamed of them. No, this is a disease like any other disease, but we don't know where it comes from and we don't know how to get rid of it. So it has to be brought to the forefront. One day, my dream, if Obama gets out of there before this happens, that's okay too. But I would love to bring this platform to Obama and Michelle and talk to them about what's happening to our black people. Because let me tell you something, we get this disease twice as much as anybody gets it. And the black female gets it even more. So I just want to, you know, make them aware of this, being their first black president, and, you know, let them know that, you know, this is a very serious disease that is taking over our people. And all people get it. But black people get it the most. And I want to know what that is, why that is. I know that the East Indians, they get it the least. So we're thinking that the turmeric in the seasoning has a lot to do with pushing it back. It has a lot to do with the type and quality of food that we're eating. And it also has a lot to do with what we're cooking with. And see, in our community, we cook a lot with aluminum foil, which aluminum foil has a tendency to break down into the food. And aluminum doesn't come out of the body. It goes into the brain. So we don't even know where or why. We don't know if it's stress. We don't know what this thing is. And that's how important it is to me, because that was my mommy. So I don't know if I'm following in that footstep, or if her lifestyle became my habit or my lifestyle, and I'm going to get it, you know. So this is important.
That, you know what, that is very important. And the thing is that we don't know. There's so many different diseases that are hereditary, so we don't even know if this is hereditary. We've all gone through a lapse of memory, and for women we say, oh, that's menopause, or I had a senior citizen moment. But if we were more in tuned or educated, we would maybe know, not maybe, we would know some of the signs that we really need to look out for. And but that's amazing. That's interesting. You gave us a lot of facts. That's really interesting that blacks get it more than any other race.
Any other race. And, you know, it's amazing that African-Americans get a lot of diseases more than anybody else. And, you know, I just want us to really dive into it, because I do know that the Alzheimer's Association, they're doing a lot of work. They're doing a lot. But the focus really there needs to be a specific focus on our group, because we do get it more than anybody else, and I don't see the presence of anybody with the Alzheimer's Association or anywhere in our community really, really helping us with this disease. So that is why I formed a foundation called Remembering the Good Times, an Alzheimer's Foundation. It's an embryo. It's a little tiny thing. But you know what? It's big, because my heart is big, and my heart is in it. So I don't care if it takes years and years and years. It's something that my mother's gone. My mother's going to be gone forever. So if it takes me forever, then it just takes me forever to get there. But I am going to do this in her memory, because the reason why I called it Remembering the Good Times is because Mommy and I were watching Good Times one day, because she always liked to look at it. So I just put it on tape and let her look at it all day long, she wants to. And she looked at me.
See her baby.
She looked at me, and I looked at her, and she says, you know, that's a cute little old girl. But she no longer knew it was me.
Yeah. That's bittersweet, because that's the worst part about it, when your loved one no longer recognizes who you are. So I know that towards your heart, at the same time it put a smile on your face, that she still enjoyed the show, and there must have been just a little something left in her memory to realize that she really wanted to see this cute little black girl that happened to have been her baby girl.
She didn't know it was me, because now I'm a grown woman, so to her, I look grown. You know, I'm grown. So she's just looking at the show. But she had no concept it was me. And that's the thing that hurt me the most, because she was the one who got me a good time. That was the last thing in my mind, to think that she would not recognize that, you know?
Tell us that story. How was she instrumental in getting you on the show?
When I said get me on the show, I mean, the show happened, but it wasn't she was trying to get me on the show. It was that my mom was always behind me in everything that I did, you know, everything, you know. So when I did the beauty pageant, I remember her this is in the book. Hal Jackson at the time was doing beauty pageants for women, for girls that were 18 and older. And my mother was always the type of woman that would go to the head of the fountain, okay? She would not go to the middle, she would go straight to the head. So she said, you know what, you know, you're like 13 years old, and there's a lot of teenagers out here that want to do beauty pageants. They should have a teenage beauty pageant. So she said, I'm going to call up that Hal Jackson. And I said, okay, you know, what do I know? She calls, she goes to meet Hal Jackson, and she talks to him, and she tells him that teenage girls should be introduced to this Black American teenage thing. And do you know, the very next year he had that, and that's the year I was in it. And from that, there was a manager that was there watching the girls and everything, and picked me out and said to my mom, we're doing a TV show, and your daughter looks like she could fit right in, and da-da-da-da. Here's CBS card. Go up there to see Norman Lear tomorrow, and da-da-da. So we went up there to see Norman Lear, and we're thinking, okay, fine, that's fine. If there were not 1,000 girls up there, I'm like, oh, my God. But, you know, I mean, he was just picking Black women, you know, that looked like they could fit the plot all over the universe. So anyway, I went up there, and that's how I auditioned, and Norman Lear was sitting there, and JJ was there, and I just did my thing, because I am the girl from the ghetto. I was in Brownsville. I am the sister that talks to her brother a certain way. And I did it that way. Yeah.
And that was, and here we go. Well, how, that was a blessing. So the personality, as I have seen in for our short little introduction with each other, you are that Thelma. You really were that Thelma. Oh, my God. So it was very easy for you then.
It was easy and hard, because it was easy to say do it, but, you know, you have to be trained to do that. I had been trained also from Juilliard, so I know how to act. I know how to do the thing. You know what I mean? I know what it takes to create a character.
Fundamental. Yes.
Yeah. So I know all of that. So I had to, you know, use my skills. So that's why I say to a lot of young girls, it's beautiful when you get an opportunity to do something and on television or act or whatever, but you must go to school. You must go back and get that skill if you want to continue, because it is a skill. It's a job, and it's a skill. And you got to learn everything outside of just acting.
Absolutely. And that is such a good message for the young audience to listen to, because we're losing our youth. And they don't understand the importance of education. In high school, if you don't want to go any further, get a trade. That's okay. But you must get your high school diploma. You must be that far advanced in being able to handle the world and all that is going on, because it's a difficult world out here.
Very difficult, and it's merciless. It's like,
yes.
Next. I don't care. Your responsibility is to be skilled. Your responsibility is to know your stuff. That's your responsibility. If you don't know it, nobody's going to feel sorry for your family. I got 10 kids. That's you. That's your kids. That's just how it is in this world, you know.
Absolutely.
And it's a hard world to deal with, but you got to deal with it.
You do. You really do. And that's the other thing, getting back to good times. That was the wonderful thing, the positiveness the show was all about. It dealt with so many different situations, but as a family, the situations were solved. Out of love for each other, the family was solved. And that strong Black man in the family, as we said before, they took no mess at all. He took no mess from anybody when it came to his family. And I think we are losing that unit. But the strength is in the mother, too. So if you don't have a father, it's not that you're lost. It's that it's a different challenge. But
exactly.
The mother is a very strong component in this unit. Well, tell us real quickly, then, what are you doing now? I see that I put down BASE, that you just completed BASE in January. What is BASE about? It's not going to air until August the 8th, 2015. Am I right with that?
Yeah, you know what? That is so cute. That was a little movie that they wanted me to do, and I'm a detective in that one. I had no concept that they would ever complete it. You know, they just dated. No, I didn't, because it was such a long movie, and it was so, I'm like, oh my God, I'll be, you know what? They'll all be like 150 years old. But anyway, they finally did it, and it was so cute. You know, so the little detective part I did for them, it's fine. You know, they did a wonderful job. I commend them a lot on that. Also, I have, we're working as a group, as a unit of the Good Times group. We are working, all of us, the original cast, we're working on our own movie. And what we're going to need from our public, we're going to need support. We're going to need, we have something called Kickstarter. That's going to go up in another month. And when you go on Kickstarter, we talk about everything we're getting ready to do. We talk about the script that we're going to be writing. Well, we wrote the script, but what you guys are going to like. People have told me that they want to see the original cast of Good Times today and what happened to us. They fell in love with us, you know, like who we are. So that's what we're going to give them. And I also do know that I've heard that Sony is doing a movie, and which is wonderful, because Good Times is such a big name for even Sony that they want to do a movie too. So, but their movie will consist of brand new characters, which is fine. They can do what they want. But our group, we're doing the movie with the people that you love.
Well, I can't wait. I want to repeat that and give them the information and so they can look out, because that's how I raise the money for my book. It's through Kickstarter.
Beautiful. Let them know about it. It's a good thing.
Yes, it is a good thing. I got great support from family, friends, and unknowns. And so I definitely know the process of that and be looking forward to that, because you say it comes out next month?
Yes.
Okay. I will tell everyone, my audience, and pass the word along so we can be instrumental in helping, because even if you donate $5, everybody's $5 adds up to a nice amount of money. So
exactly.
I will do my part in supporting you in that, and please keep me informed. I'd love to do everything I can. Please let me know. I'd love to be a part of that. And you are going to get a good response, I believe, because people do want to know. We want, if no one else, and of course I'm partial, but if nobody else wants to know about anybody else, everybody wants to know where Thelma is.
Thank you.
Everybody wants to know where the two sweethearts to me are you and Gladys Knight. Everybody loves Gladys Knight.
Everybody loves her. I love her.
I know. So I put you on the same level as I'm sure a lot of my audience. If I had a vote, I think that's what would come in, is it might be a tie. But I want to know that, so I will definitely. So I will definitely pass that word on, because I will do that. So now, how long will your project run? Do you know? Mine just ran for 30 days.
Run for 30 days. They say that 30 days is the most successful, because
exactly.
30 days, our audience has to get it all in 30 days. Okay?
Yes.
There is a 60-day program and a 90-day program, but I think a 30-day is the best.
Okay.
It really is the most
okay.
successful. Yeah, because the audience wants to have, you know, because remember, they are the ones that are producing this movie, and their names are going to be coming up. Whoever puts money into this thing, they're going to be part of producing this show.
Well, I know one name is going to be on that. Now I can add author, ex-flight attendant, senior citizen. Now I'm going to say I'm part of that show, because I'm definitely going to contribute to it.
Definitely. Absolutely. And that's what we want to do for our audience, because they want to see it happen. And I've been across the country for the last 10 years, and you know, I've heard it over and over. You know, they want to see us. They want to see, like, we're their family. You know, we're like their family. And they want to know, well, what happened to, let me see what happened to Keith. What happened to Thelma? Now, they already know Keith passed away last month. They already know.
Uh-huh.
So we have
uh-huh.
that in the script also. We have that in the script also.
Oh, good. So then you are, not only are you trying to, you will be raising the funds, you actively are in the process of making the movie. So you've got a script, you've got all that kind of stuff.
We got all that. We got the script.
Oh, wonderful.
We got the script. All we have to do now is get the money to get the best people to produce it, the best people to, you know, help write some of the comedy part that we need in there. And
good.
Yeah, so I mean, it's going to be a beautiful project.
I think it's going to be fabulous. I think you're going to get a great response.
You.
I think, and Kickstarter is absolutely the best. I enjoyed
Isn't
it.
It?
I think
it is.
Yeah, they had, and you know, I want to say Ben Vereen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think he had a project with Kickstarter, didn't he? I think he's Rainbow something, but it's about books.
Is it Ben Vereen or is it? It is a Burton.
Burton.
LeVar Burton.
I knew that didn't sound right.
Yeah, LeVar Burton with the Rainbow, and.
Yes.
The filmmaker, what is his name? Oh, Spike Lee.
Yes, Spike Lee. And he's doing the movie right now in Chicago. From that, I believe it is Chirac.
Yeah.
So he's the
so
money
people
that he
can be involved.
Absolutely. It's a good thing. It absolutely is a good thing. It has very good potential. And everything, as like I said, $5. You don't even have to be ashamed. If you want to just put in $5, it adds up. But it's the support. It's the being involved. And you, or I don't know who your PR person will be, but you keep in contact with all your contributors through Kickstarter so everyone can see what's happening.
It's through Kevin Fontana. He's heading the program.
Okay.
And
well,
you know him, so you know you and he can talk.
Perfect. I sure will. I'll give Kevin a call and get on his. When he sees that number, he'll recognize, oh, that's Casey Grant from Chicago.
Oh, he knows you.
Yeah.
He told me. He said, I've had a beautiful conversation with her. So,
yeah, he helped me hard too. Yeah, we did. Yeah, it was good. I'd like to see both of you guys again, and that will work. Well, now, I want to get here. It says rememberingthegoodtimes.org. That is the website for your mothers, for the Alzheimer's, for the research. So that's the audience needs to know that. Rememberingthegoodtimes.org for people that want to be involved in that. Then the next thing that we are going to make sure, and I want to repeat one more time to the audience, is definitely to stay tuned for the Kickstarter. And so will the Kickstarter, will the title be, what is it, for Good Times, or how will they
be? The original Good Times cast.
Okay. So it will be the original Good Times cast on Kickstarter, and that will launch next month. So I will do my part to keep reminding people to bring attention to it because everyone's going to want to know. So that's a good thing. And so is that then your latest project that you would say that all your concentration and your energy has been going into besides the Alzheimer's? Is this the Good Time project?
Oh, it is that one. I have three on the table right now. It's that one and completing my book, which it will be I'm going to bring the book out the Essence Festival this year.
Oh, you're going to be there. My friend was trying to get her book into that, and I think
saw
that too late. I'd love to get involved and be down there, too. Is it in New Orleans, and when is it?
It's in New Orleans. It's a fabulous affair. Oh, my God, I've been there for the last six years, and it is fabulous. It's just a fun time. And you know, it's women, men, children, everybody from all over come together. And it's like a family reunion for me because I meet everybody again and Burn. So, you know, they're like, when is that book coming out? Like, so, it's, you know, they're waiting for my book, so I have to give it to them by then.
Well, that would be great. I'll have you back on when the book does come out so we can get some more coverage and another plug for you. But when is the Essence thing in? What month is that?
It's always July 4th.
Oh, okay, 4th of July.
It's
okay.
Always the July 4th weekend in New Orleans, always.
Oh, okay.
There's
different
parts to it that you can just go online and learn so much about it.
Well, I may try to, after our interview today, after the show, I think I might try to make some contact and see if I can get in the corner, in the back, in somewhere, and still have a little spot.
Well, come
for
visit
my
me and sit next to me for a minute.
You know what? And I will do that. I will do that. And I'll sit there and we'll have fun like we did the last time at the Black Expo. But I'll put that down on my agenda. Okay, yes. So that was two projects. Your book, the Essence thing, and then the reunion of the Black
Kickstarter.
Good Time. Yeah.
And we really have to get that out to our people, because it's only through us that we're going to know about it. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be through, so we gotta support each other, because, you know, everybody is going to get credit for this, and anything you put in, you're going to get. So it's not like, if I put $5 in, you know, they're not going to know I did it. Or if I put $500, they're not going to, or if I put $5,000, because each one, you get a certain gift. Anything
Absolutely.
You put in, you get a gift that matches outside
Absolutely.
Of the credit for what you've done.
Absolutely. Yeah, there are rewards for everything. And that was the good part. I had a blast doing all that. And it's so much fun. And then you hold your breath and you kind of go on the computer and you go, okay, how many people joined in today? So it's a fun thing on both parts. Are we almost at our goal? Did we get it? Did we reach it? So I think, now what are you asking for? Do you want to tell us that, what your goal is?
Well, I don't know exactly the goal, because, you know, it changes a little bit, but that's why I said, you know, Kevin is putting the whole thing together, so that's what, when you talk with him, you'll find that out, and then you can give that to the audience. But remember this, whatever you do, we recognize you.
That's right.
Whatever you do, we recognize you.
Oh, I'm first.
I give and nobody knows. And no, we recognize you, because you're giving from your heart or from wherever you can, and that is the most important thing to us, because we're giving the audience what they've asked us to give them, and it's very expensive to give the audience the quality that they want and that they deserve.
Yes.
So we want to make sure that we reach those goals, and that everybody is proud of what they have done.
Well, can I ask a question? I don't know if it's one of those, spoilers, but with the new show, and because of Cabrini Green not being here anymore, is that incorporated into the show?
Oh, yes. Everything's
Ooh.
There.
Oh,
everything's
that's a
there.
Good thing.
But everything's
that's a good
there.
Thing.
That's what I'm saying. It's
I
a beautiful concept. We may give a little synopsis of the concept, but it's a beautiful concept. The writers, the ones who are helping us develop it, asked not to expose it yet, but it is a beautiful concept. You're going to be proud of each and every character. And you're going to see, you know, what's going on in Cabrini Green now, and it is going to be so funny. You're going to see Thelma's kids, not my kids, but the characters' kids, and you're just going to have a. It's going to be fun. It's going to be very fun.
Oh, well, that's good, and we need it. We need laughter. We need to be taken away from the realities of the bad things that are going on in the world. But there's so many good things that are going on. So I think now it's going to be a movie, though. It's not going to be a series.
A movie.
It'll be a movie.
Well, you know
Perfect.
What? I've even heard them say, we would like to see that in a series. So we don't even know where it may go. I mean, the audience may end up producing a series, too.
Good.
You know, it's open like that. But
that
you believe
is good.
Me, you would own it. You know, you would be part of all of that. So.
Good. Well, I'm in. Count me in, kiddo. I'm going to do whatever
all
it takes.
Right.
I think it's a wonderful thing. Well, I don't know. Is there anything else that you want to make sure that's covered on here that I did not touch that my audience needs to know about you?
Well, I don't know.
Well, I think the good thing is you're doing good and you sound well and you look fabulous. As my, you know, I put you on Facebook. And it was like, oh, she looks fabulous. And I told my sisters, you know, girl talk is always the more sincere. Oh, you should see how pretty she still is. And so, because I was with my sister-in-law when I met you, but my ex-sister-in-law when I met you. And it was like, I said, she's just as pretty as she was. But there's our Selma, that warm heart.
Thank you. And you know, I have that first book about relationships. Remember that book? That book is still selling off the charts. That one is called Situations 101, Relationships, the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Did you get one? Did I give you one?
No.
Okay.
No.
I have to make sure you get one. That is a fun book. So whenever you get it, if we ever have a girls' night out, when I say that, you can have that on the show, like a girls' night out, and
okay.
we could talk about some of those situations.
Oh, now that is that's your first book.
That's my first book. And my second book was Situations 101, Finances. So I have two books before this book now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, now, Bernadette, we didn't say that. We needed to say that from the beginning. So is it Barnes & Noble? Is it available at Barnes & Noble? Okay.
Nope. I published it myself through my publishing company. And you can go to my website, which is ThelmaOfGoodTimes.com, and you order the book, and the book ships right out to you with an autograph.
Oh, perfect.
Because everything comes to my desk, and I get all the books, and I sign them, and I send, and I have them shipped out. So you'll get the autograph also. And the book is, it's a good book, and I love talking about that kind of stuff. So, that was my first.
Well, we need it.
Anyway.
Well, we need to. So that is great. And what I'm going to do once we hang up, I will text you. Now, when I'm texting, am I texting Kevin or am I texting you? I know I emailed you. I know I have your email.
No, you're texting the management team, Kevin and people there.
Okay. All right.
Right. And my personal number, I don't think you have that, but I will give that to you.
Okay. I will, after the show, then I will email you my address.
Okay.
So that I can, so I can get my book, and then at that point, then we can exchange you have my number, but we can exchange the numbers. We'll put it all. You know how we have to be organized, so everything has to be together? So.
Oh, yeah, I do.
I know. Well, like I tell people, I'm a one-arm paper hanger. I have a book signing this Saturday. I wish you were in town. It's going to be at the DuSable Museum.
Wow, that's beautiful. I love that place.
I know. Isn't it wonderful?
I hope everybody, I just hope everybody will come and support you and get the book because, your book is so beautiful and has so much information. And I just think that people should understand, the beginnings of the, people who were there before and the beauty and the whole thing. So I really hope that you have a very successful book signing and that people will just support what you're doing because you're doing a lot of things. You're an innovator. You're ahead of the game. I want to give credit to your parents. I don't even know who they were. You didn't say anything, but I know that to have a woman like you, they were some awesome parents because you stepped out before everybody else and you did things and still are doing things so far ahead of the game. So I'm so proud to know you and to be part of your girlfriend group.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And my parents were awesome people. They were so wonderful.
I know they were.
And you read. Yeah. Yeah, you'll read about that. My father was the James Amos. He was a strong father, but we didn't mess up. I can tell you
that. No,
they
don't mess up. No, they don't mess up. I love that.
I love
it.
And
there's no messing up here.
I'm telling you. So, okay, my dear, I tell you, I'm so excited, but I guess we'll both move on because I know you've got a busy day. And I will be emailing you that information so we can stay in contact. And I hope to see you in July. I'm going to make an effort to try to dash out there. But we'll be in contact.
Okay, sweetheart. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you for a wonderful interview. And we will, the world, this is what has happened. And this is where Bernadette is, everyone. She is not gone. She is here. And we are going to see more of her, which we are all so excited. So I'm glad to spread the word about that.
Okay, Casey. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome, babe. All right, Bernadette, we will talk to you later, and I'm signing off with you.
Okay, sweetheart. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. That was Bernadette Stannis, my guest for today, and I tell you what, a wonderful, wonderful show, as I'm hoping that you did hear and get the information that we are going to be blessed with a new show of The Good Times again. I believe that was the name of it, but we are going to be able to see the complete staff, and they are going to bring us a brand new take on what happened to the Evans family after it went off the air, which was in 79. So please stay tuned. Also remember that Bernadette's Foundation for Alzheimer's is rememberingthegoodtimes.org. So let's be supportive of that. And we need to know this information. We need to learn. And also, don't forget Kickstarter. Her Kickstarter campaign for the show starts next month. So let's all chip in and be supportive and be a part of this, because this is, it's open to everyone. So I will, at this point, close the show, and I'd like to say that I hope that you did enjoy it. I hope that you did enjoy the information and talking to the sweetheart of TV. Once again, my show is on Wednesdays at 11 o'clock Central Standard Time. You can call in. The call-in number is 347-857-3609. I love to hear from you during the show for your comments or any feedback. And once again, this is the Fly Girl Show. And that call-in number, once again, is 347-857-3609. So with that, I think I'm going to bless you all. A wonderful day. I'm going to sign off now. And remember that your blessings are as numerous as the stars in the sky. This is Casey Grant, and have a wonderful day.